time for the show. Everybody ready? Because we're almost, you know, pretty much an hour late, almost. That's mostly due to the fact that I got stuck at work doing something, and I was unable to catch a bus for some time, and then spent some time out waiting for the tram at Compe. When you're coming, I normally come home a different way, but this was the way that got me here supposedly faster. I think they were actually both equal in time. But then again, well, I can't go both ways, so in one day, so who knows. Anyway, hi. Frankie, are you still there?
Hi. You have been listening to Public Transport Journeys in Helsinki as narrated by Andrew Holland.
Also known
buy
as...
Buy the CD pack now for €5.99. Mail to Andrew at ohmyfuckinggoditslame.co.uk. Thank you.
No. That's not on fire.co.uk. I don't know who has ohmygodthatslame.co.uk. We don't.
We should.
We probably should, yeah. Last year when they had the sale, we didn't pick that up. We picked up several, though. Hi, folks. It's us. We're doing the show, and it's January.
Again.
And it's cold here in Helsinki.
It's still warm here. It's 10 degrees.
Yeah. It's negative 25 if you count the wind chill, and that's Celsius. That's negative 13 Fahrenheit. So we've now entered the realm that Truck calls cold.
Rather okay. Fahrenheit.
Yes.
What's that?
Fahrenheit. Yes.
Oh yeah. That's the Handex scale.
No. It's the British scale.
It is the hand egg scale because one hand egg is 25 Fahrenheit.
Isn't hand egg that game that they play in Europe with the round ball where they pick the ball up and they keep throwing it at each other? And they're kicking it around. They say they're kicking it around, but they keep picking the ball up and then throwing it.
No, you mean snooker, where you have multicolor balls that they throw at the dude with a stick and the guy with the stick has to hit it.
No, that's you're combining two of the British sports. I know it's hard to keep track of the British sports because none of them make any sense. But
No, bowls makes perfect sense.
But they don't play that. What they play instead is they play cricket flipping. And that's where they take a cricket and they put it on the sidelines and they wait
because with a cricket you can flick it on a wicket. See?
Yes, but what they do is they put it on the side and they wait for it to flip over. And in the meantime they throw balls at wickets and try to hit them. And
absolutely
when
not. If
when
you're putting stuff on the side
later,
it for flip over, you're at McDonald's.
No. A couple days later than when the cricket flips over.
No, a couple days later, you say, fuck this, and you go to Burger King.
No.
Which you also have in Helsinki now, which people are waiting around the block for a fucking hamburger. I just drive to Aachen for that.
But see...
I'm not seeing anything. You're just not getting it.
No, I'm explaining that the cricket
There is nothing to explain because
it's
I'm right.
It's called a test, and they last a long
time.
There
is nothing to test because I'm right.
And this was This was recently shown in the least successful game of last year, a game so horrid that it actually got canceled after it was released. It was released on Steam, and then immediately, basically, everybody that bought it said, "This is the worst cricket game ever."
Which means there are multiple of them, which makes it scary.
Yes. So people were actually...
Okay, wait. There were...
Yeah,
let's,
exactly.
Let's search for cricket games.
And I search for the cricket game 2013. And
there we go. Yeah. Alan Border's Cricket for the Commodore 64.
That would actually probably be one of the better games.
It
would have been better than that
one. I now must click this.
Yes. So there you have it. So, now that we're done with our sports segment, actually we're not. We should mention that our friend Paul didn't quite make it into the Olympics. because he had the flu and he missed a trial run. But he's still trying to get in, and there actually have been a couple of articles in various publications recently. So hopefully he will still make it into the Olympics. He will be skiing, cross-country skiing, for the nation of Colombia. And hopefully he gets in. We will see. He was in last weekend. He had a test run here in Helsinki, but I missed that because I didn't find out about it until he was actually supposed to be running. And I don't actually know where the darn thing was.
Okay, there also seems to be Graham Gooch's test cricket
for
C64.
Right. You might want to look at some of the more modern crickets, because on the C64, all of the good games from last year were not cricket-related.
True. Oh, on other sports news, Jamaica has a bobsleigh team.
Yes, but...
I'm like, yay, Jamaica.
None of the team members are demo sceners, unlike the cross-country skier from Colombia.
That doesn't matter. It's Jamaica in a bobsleigh. It's cool.
Well, yes. So is
having. See, again, you tell me I'm right, which is perfect.
A cross-country skier from Colombia is also very cool, especially since he's a demo scener.
Yeah, well, there's also a Taiwanese skier who plays the violin, it seems. So, yeah.
Not a demo scener. Again, not as cool. Okay, so now let's move to the part where we talk about.
I kind of think that Taiwan tends to be cooler than Colombia.
Yes, it is.
Of course, Colombia has the option of more white stuff to practice in, that do it not being snow.
Yeah, but they don't do that. See, he's practicing here in Finland because there's more snow here. But yes, Colombia is a hot nation. It's actually probably hotter most of the year than Belgium.
Insert Robin Williams, it's hot, damn hot, .wav.
So, yes. Let's talk about upcoming things, or do we want to talk about past things?
No, just go past, and then future, okay. And then future of the future,
so we
and
had,
then aliens.
We had Tomb, and it was good. It was fun.
Yeah, it was good.
There was also 7DX in
Oh, wait, so we just covered Tomb now?
Yeah. We were there. If you weren't, you lost out. So also 7DX, and I don't know anything more about that other than the releases, which I saw on DemoZoo. One of the things that was announced at Tomb was DemoZoo, and I was there earlier today, but it was a little slow. I don't know why.
Yeah, it does tend to be slow for some reason.
I'll talk to Gasman about that. Maybe he just needs some mirroring somewhere, because we can do some of that here.
I think it's actually more database-based, that some queries might take very long for no reason. So database reindexing or putting up some cached pages. So certainly the front page, you can perfectly cache that.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's perfectly fine when you have to wait 3-4 seconds for a query to wobble in. But if you're waiting 10-15 seconds for a static front page, that's like eh.
Yeah, that should be cached. Also, well, I don't know. We'll find out. There are numerous people we know who know a little bit about it. Menace was actually saying that he had made a great mistake. Because he helped launch a very successful demo scene website, and now he has no free time. And it's not like he had a great deal of free time before, but yeah, it's taken all of his free time now. I don't think that will prevent him from helping out at Kindergarten or Solskogen. Hopefully, he does make it to Revision, but we'll see.
Oh yeah, no, we'll drag him over there for the seminar.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he needs to be there for the seminar at least.
Yes, indeed.
Okay. Let's see.
Oh wait, no. After Tomb.
Yes.
You went somewhere.
I went to Eindhoven. No.
No, you didn't.
Hold on. I know where I went. It was Antwerp. Yes, we went.
Yeah. Oh no, and we went to IKEA in Holland.
Yeah, we did, and it took 5 minutes, and you were very happy because why?
I hate IKEA.
Yeah, and it only took 5 minutes because we used the little kiosk thing that told us where the things were.
Absolutely, and then we went into the thrift store with all the strange Dutch records.
Yes, we did. I'm not sure why we're bringing this up. It was not a highlight of the trip.
No, but it. These are like the fun anecdotes that you prove that you're multicultural and you give the idea to people that you do give a fuck while you're not giving any at all.
Yay, we were in the Netherlands. And it wasn't outline.
Yes, and it was flat.
Yes, it was. Darn it. I had something a second ago. We were walking around in
Antwerp,
and there were no people.
Well, no, except two completely lost Japanese tourists.
Yes, they were. And I took a picture of one of the buildings. Actually, I took a couple pictures because I figured I probably should take some pictures acting like a tourist because, well, I was one. And
And I made people sing.
Yes, you did. We were at the bar, and some young children came by and just started singing, and then they sort of looked at me as if I knew what they were doing, and I certainly did not. So Frankie had a conversation with them, but he did it in English because then they had to work harder, and he was like, oh, okay, so you're singing songs, and then we're supposed to give you money. Okay, well, sing again. So they got to sing again, and then we gave them some coins. And then they left.
Work for it, fuckers.
Yes, it was. It was interesting. I can't imagine that, given the number of people that there were that day running around Antwerp, that they made much cash. But
I don't care.
Yeah. Okay.
Dance, monkey, dance.
Let's see.
But then they were not monkeys. They were young children.
Yes, they were. They were young children.
Or monkeys disguised as young children.
I think they were young children based on the singing.
I don't know. If you, like, pinch a chimp in the balls, you can get there.
I don't know. Not a big Michael Jackson fan.
Oh, come on. If somebody offered you a Moonwalker gem aboard, you'd take it.
Well, yeah. If for no other reason than just because of the fact that there's, like, no credits in that game other than Michael Jackson.
Absolutely.
It's like, if you were a developer on that thing, you were like, no, don't put my name at all, please. And also there are some very, very strange enemies in that are very phallic.
Well, it is Michael Jackson.
Yes, exactly. It's kind of like, okay, yeah, that's an interesting thing there. But for those of you not aware of the way that this game works, basically you play as Michael Jackson and you walk around, and occasionally you moonwalk. Or do you moonwalk through the whole game? I forget. It doesn't really matter.
No, you don't. You're walking around normally, and in general, you don't ever moonwalk because when you hit your special you do right. Your dance thingy,
right? When you hit the special button, I don't there's a normal attack button, but I don't remember if it does anything other than grab your crotch or anything like that.
You kind of twirl, and with magical Michael dust you kill enemies and I think when you get the turret kit, you turn into a robot and you can shoot lasers from your arms.
Okay.
Well, that's the arcade version.
I
know that probably in the Mega Drive version, yes, you can moonwalk and stuff.
Okay. I just know that when you hit the super button, that everybody on the screen, with the exception of Bubbles the Chimp, starts dancing with you. That means all of the bad guys start, you know, coordinated musical dancing.
Yep, and then die.
Yeah, exactly, and then they die. And Bubbles the Chimp just sort of wanders around the whole game near you and doesn't do anything else. And all the children are very happy to see Michael. That's one of the samples. And other than the do the shriek thing.
Yeah.
Frankie, do the shriek thing.
No.
Okay. Well, anyway, the noise that Frankie made just a little bit ago that I can't make, that's one of them. And then the other sample that's in the game are all the children going, Michael! Which is kind of creepy, but hey, Michael Jackson's Moonwalker. So, we were not discussing arcade games designed by Michael Jackson. We were going to discuss upcoming parties and so forth, and things that are coming up on SceneSat. So, let's go to what's coming up this weekend, which is the Remixer of the Year Awards, which will be hosted by SceneSat this year. Ziphoid will be hosting it with a number of people from his place. I will not be there due to basically not getting tickets in time, and also just various other things. I really just needed to be here to get some stuff done, because Payback is the following week. But do make sure that you do tune in this weekend, because there are several surprises that I've heard about. Not just the prizes in general, but also some special guests. I think you'll actually be surprised if you don't know who the heck the people are that are going to be special, which you shouldn't.
So that's the 25th, it is, yeah?
Yeah, it's on Saturday.
Saturday, 7 UK, 8 Europe, 9 Finland, and I can't listen.
You probably have some sort of show thing in France or somewhere to sell Michael Jackson arcade boards?
No, it's Depeche Mode playing in Belgium, and I'm going.
Oh, well,
I would consider that a valid excuse.
I suppose, yes, it would be. There are possibly some Depeche Mode songs that have been covered over the past many years on both the C64 and the Amiga, and somebody might choose to do one of those, and one of those might actually show up as one of the potential songs. But somehow I think that none of the guests that are special are going to be from Depeche Mode.
Well, no, they're not going to be from Depeche Mode, because they'll be in Belgium.
That's right. They might.
And I like the warm-up as well, the support act. It's You Won't Tell.
That's going to be interesting.
Yeah, because, well, not really there, but he's playing in Brussels on Friday.
Right. Oh, yes. Yeah, because, see, he might actually be on the show. See, he wouldn't be one of the surprise guests. He would be one of the normal people that we call on every time that Ziphoid hosts, somehow or other. Yep. Yaron gets a call or gets involved somehow.
Yeah, I'll see you on Friday. It's a small, well, you know, they call it Bit Festival these days in Brussels, and Jeroen is there, and I'm going over and say hi. And
yeah, well, you should.
Yes, I know I should. It's like 15 minutes from the office, so fuck it.
Ask him about his upcoming career as being a stand-up comic.
Yeah, that has been going on for a while now.
He posted about that on Facepalm, and I was going to post about, well, dude, that's kind of a bit too cerebral for stand-up, but then I decided, no, we probably don't want to have that discussion, because that's just being a bit too cerebral myself in my answer. So,
how the fuck is that possible?
Well, you know me, we tend to, like, think about things.
Yeah, I know you. No, I kind of lived with you for a week and a half now already as well.
Yes.
So,
did you send my boards in the mail yet, by the way?
No. That's cool. My question was going to be, do you need any other crap to put into that box?
Yeah, just put whatever crap is in that you have. If you have a list of things that are not, that you just have an idea that you might want to put in there or not, just give me the list and I'll run it past people here.
Yeah. So now to explain this to our listeners, I bought a bunch of arcade motherboards, and I donated a few to Klubi and Truck, but they're still here because I need to ship them, because Truck's luggage was full with other crap.
Yes, I had some joysticks and clothes and a couple beers. I only came back with one beer. I went there with more beers than I came back with. But, yeah. So, again, Payback will be this coming weekend. No, I'm sorry. This coming weekend is...
Remix for the year. This weekend.
That's right. That's this weekend. Next weekend.
After that?
Right. Is Payback.
It's the Payback.
Right.
Again, without me.
No, you won't be able to be there because you're going to be watching Depeche Mode in Germany.
No, that's this weekend, and it's in Antwerp.
Yes, and that's not Germany. Whereas the weekend after that, anyway.
No. The weekend after that, I'm on an arcade show in Holland.
Ah, okay.
Yes.
And you can go to IKEA again, your favorite place.
No, it's a different Holland that we're going to.
So, I haven't heard that we won't have network. And I know that T101 was talking about doing video broadcasting as well.
Oh, good, so I could watch.
I don't know how that'll work out, but I am assuming that we did actually get some sort of fixed line. If we didn't, we will have something.
Well, let's look like at T101 and go, T101, will there be a stream in video and audio?
Right. And he will say...
Oh, you failed. Okay, good.
Okay, we just have 4G. Okay, well, that's good enough to do audio streaming. We might, if we have additional bandwidth, we might do video streaming. It all depends.
Well, yeah, you know, technically you can do video over 4G, but...
Yeah, we might just set up a webcam instead. I mean, do you really need to see the hall or the saunas or the swimming pool? No. And you can watch the releases when
but a view into the hall with the big screen would be nice to have.
It is nice, but I've dealt with enough complaints about the 4G or about video streaming. Oh, the stream looks bad, blah 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 blah. And it's like, dude, seriously, it's better than not having one at all. But some people don't seem to get that. Anyway,
I will so far seen this one out here.
Yeah,
because we'll broadcast here on SceneSap.
Yeah, right.
Speaking of, because this is also something really important. Mm-hmm. The SceneSap support budget is kind of empty.
Actually, it's below empty.
It is way below empty, and we are again into Zifoy's personal pockets, which is really cute and nice of him to do. But as you know, we want to keep his pockets stuffed as well because he keeps all the shit going.
Yeah, basically, when it comes down to it, when Zifoy is putting his personal money in, he doesn't have the money to do that right now. It's
so
very very nice of him to do it.
We had some Remixer of the Year trophies, and we also kind of need some software upgrades.
Yeah.
So there's this donation button on the website, right?
Yeah, there is.
Is there? Oh yeah, it says donate.
Yes, yes, and you can do that there.
Well, just put something in there, and then we might say thank you. We might give you a beer. We might ignore you. Find out.
If I could, the immediate thing that people would benefit from this, we just talked about, and that's the video streaming software. Our current license for that is still valid, but it's for the old version. And that's the version that if something goes wrong, you lose the entire recording, as we did at Sundown. Supposedly, the new software recovers much better, and that would mean that if something goes wrong, like hard drive gets full or the network goes out and we record everything, one of the compos to the hard drive, and then somebody loses power, you would still get to see it.
May I summarize? It's a good update and we need it.
No, it's more that it's not, we don't need it, but people who are complaining about not having good enough quality
we need it to keep our continuous improvement flow going to bring you the better sofa seating experience.
It's one of the things that people are actually asking
about. You know, wait, just may no, I summarize this is like click the donate button and give money.
Right.
Yeah, that's something.
And remember, this is one of the things that the immediate thing is something that you've been asking for. So you'll get the benefit from it. Just do it. Okay.
Yes, indeed.
So, let's see here. Upcoming after that, we have things in the future.
Yeah, we have. So, we already covered Payback, which is...
Yeah.
But we...
That's in the immediate future. I'm talking a little bit further than that.
Yeah.
There's Tokyo Demo Fest. I think D-Fox is going.
Yeah, possibly. I don't have a calendar in front of me. I'm not going to open one up. I only have our little mail traffic because, you know, people, we do actually prepare the show, although it doesn't look like it.
Yeah, and today we got really kind of goofy. But yeah,
Yes. And, hey! Really goofy. So,
But then you wanted to talk about some other thing.
Yeah, we have to get Matoikos an Orgasnob t-shirt.
I'm going to leave that up to you.
Yeah,
I don't have an Organ Snob t-shirt, mostly because I'm not an Organ Snob.
No, you're not.
I don't. I've only, run compos. I'm not a full Orga.
Indeed, you're listed as that in some documents as struck as non-Orga to the great relief of many people.
Yes.
So, there's, there are some U.S. parties going on, U.S. being America. And I think that one of the smaller parties being organized in Boston has a full website online with all the details and the hotels and the logins and what you need to know, and a earlier big event with lots of sponsor money that could have gone to other things in the demo scene has totally nothing announced.
I'm sorry, wait. Sponsor money would go to things in the demo scene. How?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't either, because it hasn't ever happened that I've ever seen.
No, but, technically it's...
Yeah.
No, for the record, these are our personal opinions and do not necessarily need to be the opinions of any things we are involved with, yeah.
Except for this show.
Yes.
You were saying
it also seems that talking about the NV scene, you had to register if you want to have an interesting talk, and you could register and say, oh, you can invite me and then I will come and do this. You could fill in this form, and it seems that the people who are invited have had mails. If you have had nothing, well, you are not, and you don't even get a we are very sorry mail, it seems. Or maybe it's still on the way, who knows. Maybe it's when the website is done that they will do that.
And this information comes from Matoikos, does it?
Not. It's posts on the demo hating website have been like, oh, I've got my mail that my talk was accepted, so I'll be there.
I see.
Yeah.
So, what are people going to talk about?
I don't know. It's
make sure it's not longer than
I'm going to talk on a basic introduction to Belgian beers at Revision.
Yes, yes. And D-Fox recently gave a talk on the demo scene in Saarbrücken to I believe it was a local university.
University to in which we have a kind of cooperation with the Easter Party.
Right.
And every year, second year now, D-Fox goes to their two students and does a presentation, what's the demo scene, does a mystery, show some demos, has a Q&A, and then plays the Revision invitation and tell people you should come there.
And?
It was a 3-hour presentation, he had a 3-hour slot, which some people didn't like.
Yes, I remember one person who I think he was also saying that it was too long to show demos during the Scene.org awards, and we should cut it down to 5 seconds, because, you know, during an award show for the demo scene, where the demo sceners that like demos are watching, they don't actually like demos enough to watch more than five seconds.
Well, which is fine, because Fairlight was going to win anyway.
Well,
oh, I said that out loud. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but the thing is that just gave 5 seconds to the Fairlight demo and all the other demos that were nominated, which is part of the process with that. It wasn't just, oh, here's the winner. At least for some of us, it was not. It was, here are a large number of demos you should watch, not just the winner. Yeah, somehow that got messed up, too, with the voting. Anyway, but yeah, I don't know. It just seems that whenever this person has something to say about a presentation, and he's in charge of outreach, whenever he's talking about it, he tends to suggest that it should be very, very small, as in hide it, in keep it away from people. And I just don't agree with that.
We notice.
Yeah, I bring it up several times a year.
It's perfectly fine. It is what keeps our mental sanity. Well, that and salmiaki.
Yes, that's
speaking
true.
Of salmiaki, we have at New Year we have had females go very bad on salmiaki at my place.
Yeah, that was interesting, yes.
Well, yeah, I'm having flashbacks of females stumped over outside on the grass and like, I want to throw up, but I can't.
Memories of Boozambly.
Yeah, but then like darker.
Yes, a bit darker.
Oh, before I forget, and about the salmiaki and the stuff, for our friends in Scandinavia, including Finland. The Belgians will make a trip there in March with a car and pinballs for delivery, which also leaves room for beer. And by European law, we are allowed to take 12 crates of beer per person in the car.
So the Royal Belgian Beer Squadron will be making a trip to Finland.
Yay! Last week of March, somewhere.
And, of course, we might let some of the Scandinavians have it, but mostly it's for Finns.
We're taking, probably taking the boat, so we'll not be touching Denmark or Sweden, but, were we going to set up a page for orders, or...
We were going to do that. We were going to talk about it last Tuesday, and then
shit happened. And we
haven't been able to talk about it. So we still are going to set that up, because we do have to do that. If we do it any other way, having just gone through this with the BrewDog order, if you do it any other way, it's going to be bad, especially when trying to collect the money. And I would suggest let's just. So it doesn't have to be anything fancy. Just make sure we have a list somewhere. And it needs to be online so people can check it.
Yeah, well, there are some... We can hijack some other pages for that and whatever. Maybe we like put up a secret page on Wikipedia.
Right. Or there's numerous places that we have that will work.
Yeah, so, I think we know some people who have access to internet service.
Yeah. I'm going to look for a particular thing from Tom while you discuss something about revision, perhaps.
Some things. First of all, and let's see, DFox has not pinged me back because that meeting is still ongoing. What we need for revision are some extra organizers who can work with the old school systems. Yes, it's Amiga and. Describing Amiga as old school will get people very angry unless you know that the last Amiga was released, 20 years ago. So, in short, we are still looking for an Amiga organizer. Now, don't panic. Charlie is still there. He's still the main guy, but everybody, hey, needs a backup guy just in case things get really hectic, or let's say something goes wrong you need to step up. So we need Amiga guys. Well, one Amiga guy. We also had a position for C64 organizer, which has been filled. We have a new C64 guy. I'm very happy with who it is. No, we won't tell you yet because that's a surprise. Well, not for me and not for Truck, but you know. A Dopus device. No SyncCat. I still use Discmaster 1.4, thank you. So yes, we need a Discmaster. Truck, did you really find the file? I'm done.
I did find the file. It's just not someplace where we can play it unless I go over and fiddle with an actual C64. So I think that one's out for now.
Yeah,
we'll
that's
play
gonna
it
be
next
out
month.
For now.
Yeah. So let's see here. We had another one that I'll look for in a minute. You did mention shortly, and you could. Did you want to go over your seminar? Did you want to go over your seminar, or do you want to just leave it at that you're going to have a seminar?
No, just leave it at that.
Okay.
It's not. It's blah. It's right. I have to do stuff here locally first before I can.
Right. Are the seminars?
That shit.
Are the seminars and hotels and so forth? All those things, because the main website is not yet up. Do you have any idea when that might be? I know everyone's busy, especially us. But do you have any idea?
No. The official answer is soon-ish.
Okay.
But no, there is a website update. Is coming. We're working on it. It's just not there yet. But yes, it could include such things as hotels. I'm not saying it does. It could.
Well, I'm just, you know, I need to get a hotel, but I also need to also get a CPAP machine, and I still don't have one. And according to the Finnish health service, I won't get it until after revision, but we're trying to work on that at work. So,
how hard can it be to get a CPAP in?
Getting a CPAP is easy. Getting a nurse to fit it is apparently very difficult because they don't have enough that are trained.
Eh?
I don't know.
How hard can it be?
I don't know, but apparently harder than we expected.
Okay, yeah, well.
I'm looking for the results for the other song that you mentioned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm quickly going through some secret revision documents, and well, no news on the website.
Right. Okay.
It's a secret.
Flurf.
Oh, not even flurf. Let's see what else did we have on our discussion list. So that just might that get out of the window. Where's my scene set folder? Here's my scene set folder. Let's see.
Was it Skyrunner's tune?
It's what?
Was it Skyrunner's tune? No, it wasn't. It wasn't.
No, it's Alpha C's.
Okay. And that's. I'm not looking at the right compo then.
No, wait. Where's my. Let me.
It's in the tracked music compo, isn't it?
No, it's not. It's a demo.
Oh. Okay. Oh, from the...
Yeah, that one.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Good.
Let me see if I can get that.
Yeah, so, SyncCat, which hotel.device will that be? Is it like the redlight.library or like fluffypillow.library? Oh, facts. That's cool. So no. So while Truck is again totally completely unprepared as fuck searching for shit, I get to talk to you, and it's not a date yet, but there should be a next Chips and Bricks coming up in like 4 to 6 weeks, if I get everything recorded, which I should. But I have my short list of songs to go in there, and I think Truck just dropped a record needle.
I did. It was a record needle on the YouTubes. So there we go. We're now set with that one. Of course, it is YouTube, so it might just stop in the middle. But well, we'll see.
Some risk.
No risk without reward.
Indeed. So I suggest you play that tune while you put it in the system, which has probably logged you out by now.
Oh, I'm sure. Well, actually, it hasn't been an hour yet.
Oh yeah, oh, no, true, because we are actually been yakking now for 22 minutes.
Yeah.
So. Which is not up to speed with the Jesus on these thing that we did 2 weeks ago. But yeah, let's get that song out, and I can really cough and get a new bottle of liquid.
You do that,
here's, and then we shall be back with more yakking.
Here's a tune. I will see you in 2 minutes and 29 seconds.
Oh fuck! That's one.
Prophecy and the soundtrack to Magnetar by TRBL, which came in third at TUM this past year.
Hey, so. Put my volume back up, so now I can hear you. Lovely. Yes.
There you go.
Yes.
Yeah, I basically don't have anything else. I was woken up early this morning and. Haven't been fully recovered from that all day, and so and I, as I got home, I just, you know, threw stuff together here, so I'm just basically, yeah, okay, great show, hi. Do you have anything else? We haven't talked about pinball.
No, well, not much news on that. Oh yeah, I explain German tax laws to French guys.
Oh, yeah, you were going to explain German French guys to tax laws.
Yeah, that it's seems that in Saarland, which is a German state where we have revision, there is a tax for gambling and amusement machines for the total sum of 15 euros per machine per year that you must pay on your machine, including pinballs, because a pinball is listed as something you cannot win on its lovely German wording of 25 million characters that I'm not going to use here. And our rental company, where we will get the machines from this year, who are French, did a check with their Chamber of Commerce, how to do it in France, and they were in total panic because they couldn't get the tax as a French company. It all turns out that it's you don't have to put the tax in as long as you put the machines on free play. Now, explaining that to French guys who are convinced that they have to pay money and they want to pay money, but they don't have to, and they're in total fucking panic about it, that took some emails from our German lawyer in English to French guys saying that, well, it's okay.
Meanwhile, I can just see you. You're just wringing your hands during the entire thing, going, okay, this needs to be over. I'm done with it.
Well, I suggested them the Belgian method because, well, we cannot, yeah, but we're, the argument was, no, we are getting money for them, so we need to pay the taxes there. Well, then I said, well, no, okay, you're not. Like, you're giving us the machines for free, and we pay you the service for transport and make it the Belgian way. And I said, oh, yeah, that's an idea. And, well, I convinced them to do it differently. I hope you're all still with me. No, you're not.
Kind of going, well, there you go. I hope this... I'm wondering if we should put this on Relive until after revision now.
No, because, well, whatever I suggested, we're not going to use it because it's the venue that needs to pay the tax, and because it's on free play, there's no need for a tax.
Right.
So there is nothing to apply here. Okay.
All right.
And also, no, people have asked me, I don't know which machines we'll get yet.
I think we should get a Pinbot and a Bride of Pinbot and a Comet.
Yeah, I can follow you on 2 out of 3 of those.
I would say, yeah. Well, I think Comet's a good one, just good overall play for everybody.
It's boring.
It's accessible.
It's boring.
It's boring for you, but it's accessible for a whole lot of people, including people that have really never played pinball.
Well, yeah, so is Whirlwind. That's also very accessible.
Whirlwind isn't nearly as fun.
It is, when you actually get everything going for you, which is not easy.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm very fond of Comet and that series. It just,
yeah,
I'm
actually thinking of trading my Tales from the Crypt in for Whirlwind.
Your Tales from the Crypt has very difficult ramps.
Yeah, they are tight.
They're very tight, and your flippers are very...
iffy?
Yeah, they're kind of iffy. So that might work. It's a good game, but it's...
Yeah, so you have seen the Game Bunker now.
Oh, yes. Yes, and I have now seen the Game Bunker.
So tell us to our listeners what your impressions were.
Well, the Game Bunker, I was concerned because the video game was outside. And, of course, it was on the porch and everything. But still, my immediate thought was, well, it's going to get too cold for it. But no, you're in Belgium, so you can do that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would still put in I'd still have 2 video machines at the end of the bunker. And then you could put you can't really. That one, the entry area is kind of dead space.
I used to have a Mortal Kombat there as a video machine, but there was no really way in turning it that you could, like, play the Mortal Kombat and at the same time do something else. So,
and there's no way you can put 2 people there, because, I mean, that just blocks 2 entrances.
Yeah, indeed.
So that's kind of just a dead space there. So, I suppose putting a Coke, the Coke or the drink machine there is still going to work.
Yeah, that's still the idea.
Beyond that, there are, let's see, five currently working pinballs in there.
Six. The sixth one was fixed the day after.
Okay, but when I was there, there were five.
Yeah.
Okay. So, the one machine, it's not High Roller. It's Millionaire.
Yeah.
Yeah. Millionaire has an interesting habit of when you have it on, it just like you can't turn the attract mode off.
No.
So.
No. It'll just pump out random sounds of ringing phones.
Yeah, just every once in a while, just bing, and you're like, "What the hell is that noise?" Oh, it's the Millionaire machine. Okay, there you go. The Black Knight's is in good shape, as expected. The Robocop machine was a lot more fun than I expected. Being a movie tie-in,
and
an early movie tie-in.
Yeah, and a very simple playfield.
Yeah,
Did you get to play Space Station or not at all?
Yeah, Space Station. That was the one I did play Space Station. It only messed up after like playing it three or four times. I did like the game. Remember, I said that you should record the sound for it for Chips and Bricks. But you already had played the high score tune in that.
Indeed,
but
I did.
I think the sound, the music in that as the background is extremely good. It's a nice 80s, early 80s synth stuff. The game actually is very good. It's not as fast as its predecessor,
Shuttle.
Space Shuttle, thank you. I'm like, Star, Space, the... Yeah.
Star Trek, Space Shuttle, across the... Yeah, there we go.
And Space Shuttle is an exceptional table, and if you aren't familiar with it, it actually did save pinball when it came out.
It did.
It's that good. And this is a worthy successor. I guess there weren't that many tables made. You were saying that?
No, go ahead.
You were saying that there weren't that many tables made of that. Is that correct?
Space Station, no. Okay. I think a few thousand-ish. I know from what I have, Robocop only has 3,500 made.
Right. Well, still, that's a significant number.
Yeah, Space Station has about the same, about 3,800, according to... the internets.
Yeah. Okay. And then you had a Star Wars table, which is a... You know, the thing that I didn't like about the Star Wars table is that the graphics, the animated backdrop, that's not high quality. In fact, it's phoned in quality. It's just barely passable. I have seen far better animations. That was a Midway table, was it?
No, it's the Data East as well.
Data East. Well, that explains it because it wasn't a Williams or a Midway table because they actually did some actual real work on those. The game was enjoyable. It's got some interesting stuff on it. It wasn't as good as the two machines sitting next to it. And then you have the Tales from the Crypt, which is it's I think the most modern of all of them. It's the one that's
It is the youngest of the pack. Yeah. And I think the Crypt is one of the later Data Eastes.
Yeah. It was a good table. It just it's so tight trying to hit those shots and
the right ramp is extremely difficult.
Yeah, and it kind of makes it a very one half of the table is usable. So, and your millionaire, that's got to be a hard table to keep maintained because of that spinning thing in the center.
Oh, no, it's actually the first few games it doesn't work and then it frees up.
Okay.
And if the computer does not see the ball moving, it'll give a random award. Yeah. So it is playable without it.
Okay.
And I have a spare unit.
Right.
That the ball has, but I got it from an American, and he cut the cable instead of using the plug, which was like 1 inch down the cable. So if I put it in, I have to like solder 27 wires.
Yeah, not worth it.
No, it's not. So I have it, and then like, fuck it.
If and when you sell it, then somebody else can do that work.
Yeah, I'll just say, oh no, you look like here's a spare one, and I also have some spare plastics for that. That I got from a guy in France.
Right. So the Game Bunker is decent. It's impressive. You can have some good pinball parties there. And it's the type of thing that you'll want to, you know, since you have a number of tables there, you can actually rotate some stuff in and out if you want to.
Yeah, well, this has been stable now for like a year and a half.
Which is...
It's only well, yeah, I know. It's let's see if we can get a whirlwind.
I would I'd hold out for the pin bot and the bride of pin bot and the bride of pin bot, but not the jackpot. But
I've had jackpot.
It's, yeah, you didn't like it, and that's why I'm not even going to bother because
Well, it's okay. I can look through the gambling thing, which is. Nice-ish, but I got it in, I put it up, and then you realize that it only plays one tune throughout the entire game. And once you know that, and you notice it, it drives you insane.
Well.
So it's, I got that out, and I don't know, I think I traded it for... well, you have Comet, Cyclone, and then the third one in the series. Which one was that?
Hurricane, I think.
Yeah, Hurricane. I traded it for a Hurricane, which I had for like 3-4 months and then sold on again as well.
Yeah, Hurricane is the weakest of the three.
It's an early DMD game, and although it looks nice, it really shows.
Yeah.
That they were still
learning,
figuring things out,
yeah.
And it's it's missed opportunity.
Right. So may as well wrap stuff up.
We have been talking for like an hour again, which is
about right.
Which is more than we usually do because we usually play 3-4 tunes. We only have played one now.
Yeah, because preparation. Didn't happen the way that it should have because of not getting here in time. But one thing, make sure that you tune in this weekend if you can, and if not, it'll be available on ReLive. But you can listen in, and I think we're broadcasting on... I'd have to check with Ziphoid if he's still listening. He can confirm. I know we're broadcasting, obviously, on ScenesAt, but also on Slay Radio. And,
yes, indeed.
And on Nectarine, I believe.
We are as well. So it's on the three major radios, and I think Ziphoid was going to get Radio 6581 involved as well, but not really sure how they're going to do that.
Right. That's the one we don't know.
Yeah, so that's the maybe.
And then there's also possibly BitJam, but we just don't have any idea if that will ever happen. That's even less. But it did happen, 4 years ago now? Yeah, 4 years ago. Or no, 5 years ago. 5 years ago when we hosted it the first time at Savoy's Place.
Indeed. And I don't think that we have any other shows in the schedule. Let's have a look.
I don't know of any. We will, of course, be back at some point next month Next month being a short month.
Yeah, let me look at the date again. When that's gonna be? It's the 1, 2, 3 third Wednesday. That's gonna be the 19th of February.
Okay. So a little less than a month.
Yeah. Well, you know, we are actually on the fourth.
Yeah.
Wednesday now, because the first one was a Wednesday, so that would be very short. So yeah, it's exactly 4 weeks.
That works. That's enough time.
That works, and it'll then by right then we'll have had Payback behind us, and we will be getting close to Tokyo Demo Fest and Envy Scene. And we'll see what happens then, and some other parties in between as well, which we will cover. Are you going to anything else than Payback?
I don't know if I'm going to Datastorm or not. I'd like to. It all depends on whether I get the demo finished, and at this point, with my current workload, I don't think so, which is going to be unfortunate because it's the last one. But we'll see. And we will not be broadcasting from there. I know we have in the previous years, but we won't be doing that this year because they don't have room for us.
Which is, well, yeah, sad, but what you going to do about it?
Not a whole heck of a lot. They're tearing the place down, so...
Yeah. Like, hurry and get your tickets. Oh, no, wait. It's probably like sold out in full.
It's been sold out since the day that I had the strokes.
So. Exactly, yeah. So, so you have to bring a demo to get in.
Yep. So let's see if I've been logged out or not.
I've been logged out.
There we go. So I'll log back in. So
did you manage to get the other tune there, or...
What other tune?
Oh, no, the one that's on C64.
Yeah, and that one isn't available on YouTube, so we can't...
No. And it's possible that you didn't set narration because it's still playing Alpha C, the Magnetar soundtrack.
No, I never set narration.
Yeah. Alpha C has a very long track playing.
Yeah, I've got numerous things here from various, from earlier shows. I could, end with...
How about that remix from SoundCloud from Jesus on Ease?
We did that. You mean the really, really long one?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, no.
Yeah, I was actually going to suggest that for a second, but then I was like, no, that would be bad. Actually, let's just play Beyond the Valley of the Ultra Subi because it rolls.
That's fine for me.
Yeah, okay. Here we're going to go out with some Subi.
See you again in 4 weeks. And make stuff for Datastorm and Payback.
Yep, and we'll talk to you, tune in this weekend for surprises and remixers and lots of people visiting Zivoid. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, cheers.
Okay, this is the part where I would really, the site is being slow when I'm trying to get it to stop. So, yeah. Tune in next month, folks, for the not members of De La Soul All-Stars show on the 19th